You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
Continue talking sport. I was absolutely delighted. I was surprised, and I don't think I was alone in being surprised at the fact that South Africa leads the ODI series against England 2-0. Did very, very well in the first match, and when England put 342 on the board in the second ODI yesterday, I kind of thought, oh dear, I hope we get close. We didn't get close. We went past with 5 wickets and 5 balls to spare. Cricket commentator Neil Manthorpe. How surprised were you, Neil? Hello.
Hello, John. Yeah. I'd love to say, well, of course I backed them all the way, but I was stunned. I was absolutely delighted, delightfully stunned.
Yeah, and I don't think too many people, obviously within the camp, they would have been talking victory because they have to. They can't go into a series, an important series like this, thinking that they might lose, that they'll probably lose. They have to go in saying we're going to win. Let's find the ways we can win. What have been the secrets to their success in these first two ODIs?
I think a combination, and it sounds like a strange juxtaposition, but a combination of just how important it is, and how desperate the situation is with regard to automatic qualification for the World Cup. And on the one hand, that can kind of lead to a white-knuckled, desperate tension. On the other hand, it can lead to it's the situation is so desperate, we're so desperate to win, that let's just throw caution to the wind and just go for it, because the prospect and the consequences of not winning are potentially so catastrophic and too large to comprehend. So let's just say to hell with it and go out there and play and back our ability. And I think that Shukri Conrad actually has brought in a breath of fresh air. Not as Kemba said, he calls a spade a spade. So he hasn't hasn't come in and gushed about expressing yourself. I mean, he's just been very brutally honest. And I've just written a column, just finished a column for the Business Day tomorrow, in which I've written about Themba Bavuma's innings, and I hope that people don't think I'm going over the top. That's one of the greatest white ball innings ever played by a South African, given the 12 months that he's had in a personal capacity, given what the team has been through. He could have been, he's not alone in being a South African captain who's led a team to ignominious departure from a World Cup, but he could have become the first captain to lead his team not to qualify for a World Cup, and everything else, not being given the backing of the new coach in terms of the captaincy. I just think, and they needed to beat the previous highest successful run chase at the Mangoang Oval in Bloemfontein by 70 runs. You just said they're chasing 343. To potentially keep one day cricket alive in South Africa, if they didn't qualify for the World Cup, goodness knows what the ramifications could be. So not only that, but he redefined the way he batted as well. He's perfectly suited to being an anchor, but he went out there and he was the aggressor. He scored his third 100 off 90 balls. It was truly, truly, whatever happens to the team from here on, that was one of the greatest displays of character I've seen from a South African batsman.
I was so delighted I was crying, because you kind of divorce what you hope is a reasonably objective, analytical approach to his batting, and does he deserve his place, does he deserve the captaincy, all of those things. But you can't help but admire the man, and when it came together for him in the way that it did yesterday, and his unbridled joy at having scored that. I mean, I couldn't stop the tears rolling down my cheeks. I was just so pleased for him. And Rassie van der Dussen did it in the previous one. Lots of other players have come to the party and scored good runs at good rates. In the first one, England looked as if they were well on their way to the victory, and then the fast bowlers came back at them and took some quick wickets, and we won it that way. So, yeah, I mean, I remember last time we talked about this, you said that South Africa needed to win the series by 2-1. now being 2-0 up with the no long, well, it's not a dead rubber at all, on Wednesday, the day after tomorrow, and those two matches against the Netherlands. Is it still theoretically possible or practically possible for us to have to qualify in Zimbabwe?
It is possible, but that would rely on Sri Lanka beating New Zealand 3-0 in New Zealand, which is highly, highly unlikely. There is also the possibility, you know, there was a huge amount of tension after the first game because South Africa won it. But in fact, in both games, they were so far over their required over rate, but they were 45 minutes over their over rate yesterday. And if the match referee, Jeff Crowe, had penalised them just a single point, that could have cost them automatic qualification. But he added all the unscheduled stoppages together and came up with the conclusion, thank goodness, that they weren't going to be penalised a point. But it is now extremely likely, yeah, that South Africa won't have to go to Zimbabwe and pre-qualify. And it's, you know, very much thanks to Bavuma's captaincy as much as his innings. I make the point in the Business Day, if anyone can afford to buy it, it's quite a good column in there tomorrow. But I make the point that his, if anything, from either side in the series so far has been better than his 100, it's been his captaincy, which has been absolutely instinctive, incisive, and inspired. Absolutely brilliant. And I think, John, to be honest, in that first game, I think England messed the run chase up. And I know that I wasn't popular for being a bit critical of South Africa lacking a killer instinct, because at the end of their innings when they batted first, Jos Buttler was absolutely delighted and surprised that they managed to restrict South Africa to less than 300. I was saying at the time, 330, 340 was a par score, and they lacked that killer instinct, and they owed it to the bowlers, Sasanda Magala and Anrish Nokia, who won that game for them, sort of somehow persuaded England to mess up the run chase. But they showed that clinical instinct when they had to, when they were chasing, when they were not setting. They were absolutely ruthless. And I hope that they remember that ruthlessness and remember to have that killer instinct with the bat.
Yeah, and tomorrow, you know, England have never been clean sweeped in South African and ODI series. They're the defending world champions. So there's something on the line for England, so it's definitely not a dead rubber encounter on Wednesday.
No, for sure not. England have just lost 5 ODIs in a row now, which is the first time since pre-2015 when the team was revolutionised by Owen Morgan. But if South Africa can win that game and win the series 3-0, it'll really take the pressure off. And those two games against the Netherlands, by the way, John, are at the very end of March and the beginning of April. So in South Africa and on the Highveld, so hopefully rain won't play a role. But, you know, if something goes wrong against the Netherlands, which, of course, it did in Adelaide in the T20 World Cup, then they would feel very, very relieved if they could pick up the full 30 points from this series. And it looks like the South African cricket, South Africa's gamble of forfeiting the series against Australia won't cost them. The players were shocked when CSA decided to do that so that they would all be available for the SA20. They felt that they were left with a mountain to climb, but they are three quarters of the way up it. Bavuma, by the way, has spent 2 weeks on the beach on holiday before this series began.
Because he wasn't picked up by any of the SA20 teams. Neil, thank you very, very much. Indeed, go boys, go. And Themba Bavuma, what a delight that such a decent, dignified human being came good in the way that he did yesterday. And that is